Okay, today is Sanhedrin Daf Yud Aleph. We are based on Yud Aleph. We're by the two dots on the bottom of Yud Amud Beis. So we'll read the Siman is Man Nasi Tzarech Di Siman. Those are the four-ish topics we are going to discuss. Tan Rabbanan. So, the Chum learned in Abraisa. We're talking about the concept, or the issue of Ibur Hashanah, of making a leap year. Tan Rabbanan. Ein Mavirin Es Hashanah Ele Mizumanin. The only judges that are good to create the leap year are judges that are invited. Rashi says, "B'muzaminla, so his minan hanasi mi ba'erev." That the nasi, I don't want to translate this as present, but it's the nasi that he invited them to do this job. Rashi points out mi ba'erev. You have to appoint them the day before. As the Ragolosian points out, that from Rashi it seems clear that the hazmona has to be from yesterday. Right, the Ramah says also in the May as well. You see that whatever it is, it has to be appointed from the day before. So what's the story? So my sibber Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel was the nasi. Sha'amar, and he said to a few people. He said. I don't know who he said to. The Ram says that he said it to a shliach. Sha'amar hishkimuli shiva la'aliyah. Get me seven people to go upstairs. Rashi says hishkimuli machar zayin la'aliyah miyuchadish liyeshiva beizdin. Get seven people to go into chambers, right? So Hishkim, he wakes up the next day and goes to the Aliyah, Umatsu Shmona, and he sees eight people there. So Amar, he says, Mihu Sha'alash Lob Rashus, who was the individual here who went up without Rashus? Only invited seven. The question is, didn't he know who he invited? So that's why the Ran says that Sha'amar means he said to a Shliach. The Shliach appointed the seven, he didn't know exactly who they were. So Mihu Sha'alash Lob Rashus. Whoever got up without Rishus should go down. Amar Shmuel HaKatan. So Shmuel HaKatan, big day for Shmuel HaKatan today. Amar Shmuel HaKatan, the Amar, he says, Ani hu shalisi shlo b'Rishus. I'm the one who came without Rishus. I didn't have permission. V'lo li Ibur Hashanah alisi. I didn't come here to deal with the Ibur Hashanah. That's not what I was here for. Ela lilmod halacha l'maise hu tzarachti. I came here to learn. I'm an intern. I want to go see what's going on with the case. Rashi says, "Ela lumo Torah mikem heyach heyosu." How do you do it? How do you go do the Ibur? You're having deliberations. We'll see. You have to deliberate a whole bunch of things when it comes to Ibur Hashanah. So he wanted to learn how to deliberate. So Rabbi Leo says back to him, "Amar lo shave beni shave. You should sit down. Ruuyas kol Hashanah kulun lisavra yadecha. All years are roy. You're ready to be involved in this type of deliberation." All the leap years could be done by you. And you should just know that the only reason why you're not involved is because you have to be mezuman, you have to be invited. But the Gemara points out, it wasn't Shmuel Katan who wasn't invited. It was somebody else. But just because he didn't want to embarrass the guy who wasn't invited, so Shmuel Katan basically threw himself on the sword. He stood up. And it seems also that Rabbi Gamliel sort of knew that. Right, he said, no, you sit down, you sit down. So it must be what happened was is that the Maragolosian points out also is that they invited each person individually, not in front of the other people. So no one knew who was really invited. Rabbi Gamliel didn't know who was invited. They all ask, how did Rabbi Gamliel not know that he wasn't invited? So I said before that the Ram points out that he sent the shliach, but there are other mepharshim. Rabbi Chanan says that. He never invited any people individually. I don't know how that works out. You said seven people should come. I don't know how that works out. And how you know who's the one who? He invited, and the first seven people, the first come, first serve. I don't know how that works so well. And the Rabbeinu Yonah wrote that he wrote that everyone he invited everyone individually in order that they wouldn't be so people wouldn't know who the other people were in case they weren't invited. But that's the story over there. We said Rashi also that Rashi pointed out that Shmuel Kutlin said I came here to learn the halacha in the Yerushalmi story. He just says I came to learn something else, nothing to do. I don't know why it's important, but nothing to do with Kiddush Hachodesh. So now the question is though, if Shmuel Kutlin didn't know, let's say he didn't know that Gamliel knew that he was supposed to be there, so he gets up and he says I'm the one, and Gamliel says okay, leave. So now they're left with six people and one without permission. How can Shmuel HaKatan do that? You need the seven because you make, because like we said yesterday, you have to go from 3 to 5 to 7, so they got the seven ready. But if Shmuel Katan really was invited, and then he steps down, then there are only 6 who are invited, and you minus an invitee, and you can't do the, you don't have 7 people there. That's the Maharsha's question. Yeah, that's what we said yesterday. You have to have 7. Yeah, we just said that was the first line of the Gemara. Ein ma'avernis v'shal evan muzmanim. You have to be invited. But not, that's what the Gemara says. It's the first line. Ein ma'avernis v'shana evan muzmanim. You can't be a judge of for Ibar Shana unless the Nasi invites you. So that's the Maharsha's question. So I don't really get the answer. He said that maybe that nobody there wasn't everyone was there had permission. That Rabbi Gamliel told his shliach based on the Rani, told his shliach to invite 7, but the shliach invited 8. And Rabbi Gamliel gets up there and says, "What's going on here? I only invited 7. Why are there 8 here?" That's a little dochuk, I think.
Was he counted?
What?
Was he counted as one of the 7?
That's another machlokas. Whether he was counted as one of the 7 or not. Stomach seems no, but some say yeah. That's a good answer. Okay, so maybe that works. So if he's going to be one of the 7, and then he told someone to get 7 people, and the shliach gets 7, and now there's 8, he figures the shliach misunderstood them. Okay, I like that. Fine. Next, we're going to have a similar case. We just said that Shmuel Cutlin, stood up and basically said, I am Spartacus. He stood up and said, I'm the guy, and everyone else... What? Lahavio, right, and everybody else should. Another case is over here also. Kiha, the Yosef Rabbi was being Dorish, because Dorish, the Hiriach Reach Shum. Someone smelled really bad. He had garlic breath or something like that in the Chabura. Someone smelled bad. Amar, so Rabbi says he can't take it. Misha Achol Shum, whoever ate the garlic Yetzeh should get up and leave. So Amar Chia V'Yotza, Chia gets up and leaves, and so then and he wasn't the one. Yeah, but what happens? We read on. Amdu Kulan. So everybody got up and left. They all got up and left. They learned from him. V'yatsu. They all got up and left. This way, there was no the guy who stunk didn't wasn't embarrassed because everybody got up. So b'shachar in the morning, mitzoh Reb Shimon b'Rebbe l'Reb Chia. So Rebbe's son Reb Shimon found Reb Chia, and he says to him different ways to read it. But I'll read it this way: Amrle atahushi tziatur et laba. You're the one. I know you're not the one. Why'd you get up? You weren't the one who smelled, right? So Amar Lo, Reb Chia says back to Reb Shimon, he goes, "No, Chas V'Shalom, I'm the one who I would never do that to your father. Lo take Zos B'Yisrael, but you can't have it that can be an embarrassment. You can't embarrass somebody." Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Chas V'Shalom She'ochem." It's a second short line. Chas V'Shalom She'ochel Hashum B'Voi the base Midrasho. El Kadei Shelo LaHalvim Panav She'ochel Hashum Yitzati Kadei She'yitzu Kulam B'Lo Yavinu Mihu. So there was Bikkel Torah involved here, but in order to save someone from embarrassment, he tried to get everybody to get out, and nobody would be the person wouldn't be embarrassed, and then the guy would realize that he shouldn't come smelling like garlic the next time.
You have a speaker, and everyone gets up and walks out. The speaker gets embarrassed.
What? Yeah, but the speaker was the one who the speaker here was the one who made the statement. He said whoever's stinks should get up and leave. So they go out and left.
No, but how? Why do you assume that they will all leave because he left?
He knew that they would leave because he is. Yeah, because he's a b'chiyah, and they all follow him. That was the case. He knew that they would leave. They all knew it wasn't him. They followed the lead. They followed the lead. So the Gemara, that's the Marsha asks that why were you the? That's how the Marsha explains it. Why were you the one who called Bittul Torah? He says you can't embarrass somebody. So embarrassment goes further away. Is more important than Lima Torah. I guess if the Magid Shir doesn't say anything, everyone just gets off and leaves. Yeah, that's chutzpah. The Magid Shir is the one who started everything in this case.
To the back of the
no, the Magid Shir said to leave. He said, get up and leave. Misha Achoshum Yetze should leave. He didn't say go to the back. He said leave.
You can tell if I have
balls this morning? He could. Oh, you ask a question. He could. He smelled it. You walk on the subway, sometimes you can tell that someone smelled. If someone smells that bad, you can smell. So the Gemara now asks, and this is very weird. Gemara says, "Reb Chia Mehechel Gomerlei." Based on the Gemara, so how do we know that you're not allowed to embarrass somebody? I don't think it's common sense. I don't know what the Gemara's question is. So he says, "Mirav Meir." He learned it from the case of Rabbi Meir. The Sanya, but Brisa by Rabbi Meir. The Ma'isa Beisha Achla Shabasal the Beis Medrash also Rabbi Meir. A woman comes into the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Meir, the Amar Lo, and says to him, "Rabbi, you should know, Echem Yikem, one of your people who learn your Beis Medrash, Kidashni Bevia, was Mekadesh me with Bia, which is a very, even though it's one of the, it's Daraisa, it's a Davar Maguna, they said at the time, to be Mekadesh Bia, but she doesn't know who. Not whatever. This is the case. So Amar Rebbe Meir Kasev La Get Krisus V'Nasan La. So Rebbe Meir gets up and says, "Oh, okay," writes her a bill of divorce, and he gives it to her. And she doesn't want to embarrass the Talmud Chacham who did Kiddushin Bibia. So he does it. So everyone knows that Rebbe Meir didn't do it. So they all follow suit. Amdu B'Kasev Kulam V'Nasnu La. They all got up and write her a get. So she had 100 gittin. One of them is valid. Question is going to Rebbe Meir, who says that Ede Chasima Karsi, so everything has to be Muchaf Mitocho, the Edom have to know everything. The Edom don't know who the husband is. Not my question. Or Sameach asked that question. He says, what's going on? And Margolis Yam brings it down also. Margolis Yam asks, he brings up, Or Sameach, the Rabban Hilchos Gerish and Perakim Lachadal, Hiksha, the Rab Meir, the Sover, Ede Chasima Karsi, Karsi, Ubo Chasim Lishma. You need a chasima to be lishma. Im kein aray edim lo yodi be easy get miskareshes. They don't know which get is valid. They ain't hachasima lishma. The chasima is not lishma because you have no idea which get. Unless they assumed every get was lishma. I don't know. That's not his assumption. So I think that's pretty much the answer. He says because she ain't zedomel. But if in case the hacha aray baal ba omer lehem chasimu hu yodei ba atzmos who get chitcha mikri chasim l'shem krisus. When they go through the 100 gittin, one of those gittin, the husband is the one who's the real husband said it, and that's lishma. Then Margolis Yam brings maybe it says over here it says Amar Rebbe b'kasev la, he wrote it, so maybe it was done b'ksav yado. B'ksav yado was also kosher, so maybe all of them did it b'ksav yado. But they asked the question according to Rebbe Meir, how did that work? Okay.
She
doesn't know who it is. But it's embarrassing. He doesn't want to be married. The Talmud Chacham to be Mekadesh Bibia. He doesn't want to embarrass the guy. He'll divorce her. If he wanted to stay with her to begin with, he would have stayed with her. He didn't. He left her in the situation. He left her in the situation. This is the case. This is the case of the Gemara.
I know, but like, they'll encourage you to divorce. This bad cry every time
there's
a divorce. You know.
Okay, so. They have to be malvin pnei chaver also. This was the shikul adas. That's why you need talmidei chachamim and you need poskim to answer. This is how Rav Meir thought was the appropriate way to deal with the situation. I don't know. To have a kiddushin with bia is a big embarrassment.
Do this privately. Just curious. It's okay. I'll take care of it. Then
I don't know.
Why is that embarrassing? You're not like in the middle of the street.
She gets up there and she says, one of your guys embarrassed me, Bibia. So Rav Meir gets up there and says, who's the guy who did Bibia? That's a big embarrassment.
No.
Rav Meir said that you have to do it right there. Because he disagreed with you. I'll go for Rav Meir. Sorry. I don't know, it doesn't bother me.
This embarrassing guy.
He's not embarrassing the guy. He's showing everybody he wants to get it done. Get her divorced. Get it done. She can be on her way. Why is she keeping a guna? Who knows how long? Maybe the guy dies tomorrow. And then she's stuck. And we don't know who it is. There's no issues right now. Right? Bottom line, she's divorced. Bottom line, she's free. Bottom line, she's free. Who knows if she's telling the truth to begin with? So he took care of it. Okay, but Rav Meir, where did he learn it from? Where did Rav Meir learn that you have to behave this way? Mishmul HaKatan. He learned it from the case of Shmuel HaKatan that we just had before. Mishmul HaKatan, Mehechen Gomila. Where did Shmuel HaKatan learn this? Mishchanya ben Yechiel. He learned it from Mishchanya ben Yechiel. Who's Mishchanya ben Yechiel? He was in the times of Ezra. So remember, Ezra said when he came back from Golos Babel, get rid of your non-Jewish wives, right? They were all intermarried. Whole machlokes whether that was Ezra was the first one to do that, and the whole thing about over there. But what happened? The exhibit says in Ezra Perak Yud, Vayan Shchanya ben Yechiel mibnei Elam. He comes in Vayomel Ezra. He says to Ezra, Anachnu, all of us, including himself. Ma'alnu belukenu v'noshev nashim nachrios. We all took nashim nachrios me'amei ha'aretz. V'atah yesh mikvah l'Yisrael azot. What are we supposed to do? So Shechanya included himself in the Avera. So they point out. So maybe Ein Hachanami, he did do it. They said, he wouldn't have been mentioned in Sefer Ezra if he was such an over Avera. But he included himself, and therefore, not to embarrass anybody, to include himself in it. Aye, so v'Shechanya ben Yechiel me'heich gomerlo. Where does Shechanya ben Yechiel learn this? He says he learned this from Yoshua. In this case, I don't understand how, this is not the same case. The Ksiv by Yoshua, this is by the story of Ai. So they had the battle of Ai and people died. So Yoshua said, what happened? It must be that someone stole from the Chavrim of Yericho. So Yeshua basically asks Hashem, who did it? Bayomer Hashem al Yeshua, Kumlach Lamazat Tanopla Panecha, Chato Yisrael. Why are you falling? You must be. You should know that if you fall in battle, I'm right here. At the time of you know Gilu Shchina, I'm right here. If something goes wrong, you must have done something wrong. So Amar Lefanav. So Yeshua says, "Ribono Shel Olam, Michata." So who did it? So Amar Lo, Kida Leitor Ani, my Rachel. I'm a talebearer. He says, "Leichatel Gorolos, go and draw lots and find out who it is." So where did he save anybody from embarrassment here? You drew the lots, and you find out exactly who did it. It's a totally different case. The other case is good. What? No, but then he says draw lots. So what happens? So you draw lots, and what's the outcome? You draw lots, and it comes on what's his name? It was Achan.
Right.
So no one took the sword for Achan. It was only Achan who came out from the lots. So how'd you save him from embarrassment? How does it save from embarrassment? All it does is Hashem says, I'm not going to tell you who the one individual is. You figure out who the one individual is. The bottom line, you still know who the one individual is. Not my question. Yamshon Shalom will ask the question. Okay? I didn't get to the answer. So
No,
that's Shchanya. That's Shchanya. So Shchanya included himself with everybody.
Right.
But the case with the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Yeshua.
But
what happened? And then what? He says, draw lots.
Right.
And now you draw lots.
But
and everyone sees who it is.
Right.
So they didn't save anybody.
I don't think they're saying he learned from Yeshua and how to hide everybody's sin. He's saying he learned from Yeshua to include everybody together in the chait.
Right, but if you go back at what we're trying to do, we're trying to learn how do you know that everyone should take the fall. Okay, the Ebi's Ema, and some say that Shchanya learned it from the following, from Moshe, the Ksiv, because Moshe says, in Shemok, it says, Ad Ana Me'antem, right, until how long are all of you going to be included in this, basically the story was, that Hashem told Moshe, don't tell Bnei Israel, don't collect a portion on Shabbos, it's going to be a double portion on Friday, and then nevertheless, they went out and they went to gather on Shabbos, and they said, Hashem says, Ad Ana Me'antem, and he was included all Bnei Israel in there. So that's the case. Everyone's included. No sinners have been individually pointed out. The case of Achan, there's one sinner in the end who gets pointed out. Margolosian brings down from the Sefer HaChasidim, who says that Mishachot B'Dover Echad, someone who does a sin, Va'acherim Nechshadim, and other people are Nechshad on it, Sorech Lomar Anihu Shechatosi. Guy has to get up and admit. He can't leave everybody else. And he also says, but he brings down halacha. Yochal adam l'shakir. Someone can lie. Kidei shlo yisbayish chaveru. Right? There's the categorical imperative is not truth. The categorical imperative is to make sure that people are not embarrassed. Right? That he learns it up from Shmuel Katan. He says, Amar nihu shalisi shlo b'shus kidei shlo yavim p'tei achar v'ayim ashkosev makor chesed shom. Makor chesed is the Margolos Yom has a perish on Sefer Hasidim on that. I returned it. I don't have the book anymore. I gave it away. So, to look in his papers there. I should have looked it over there because that person told me you should keep it for these cases and I didn't listen to him. Okay. Next. But first of all, that's a machlokas. We saw that in the perushim. Maybe a machlokas perushim, but it's not the same case. Also, because that's right. That's one of the, you learn all. Not asul haavim pnei chaveru. So what's the? But I think the question here was that you fall on the sword. You take the blame. You take the fall instead of somebody else, and don't necessarily know that from those other cases. Right. Right, well, that's basically what we're saying. Okay. So, Tanur Rabbanan, put in a brisa. Mishemesin Nevi'im Achronim, when the last Nevi'im Achronim died, and who are they? Chagai Zachariah Malachi, Nistaka Ruach HaKodesh. I'm sure Berlach spoke about this somewhere along this year. Alright, the Ruach HaKodesh, mean Nevuah stopped me Israel, the Apal PK, and nevertheless, Hayim Istamshim Vaskol. There still was the concept of a Vaskol. Rashi, the Tosus points out, the Vaskol is like an echo. He didn't hear it directly. Sort of like an echo. Right? Pamachas, one time, Hayu Misubim Valiyas Beis Guria, they were sitting in the attic of Guria, Beyericho, Venitna Aleim Basko Mena Shemayim, and a Basko came out from Shemayim, not sure where else where the Basko would come from. Yeshkan, and Basko said, Yeshkan Echa Cheroy Shetishra of Shrina, Kemosh Rabbeinu, there's someone here who is so great, he's Roy to have the Shrina, he's Roy to be a Navi, Elish ain't Dor Zokal Kach, but his generation's not Roy for there to be a Navi, Venashu Chacharim as a name, Behilel Zokin, and all the Chacharim said, ah, that must be Hillel, Ukushemes, when Hillel died, Amrullah, they said to him, Hey Chassid, hey Einav, Talmud Shel Ezra. You see this Chassid, you see this Anav, he's the Talmud of Ezra. What does it mean, the Talmud of Ezra? The Mashar points out Hillel wasn't a Talmud of Ezra. Rather, that he only left. Rather, he was like Ezra, and he was old and Mibabel to come to Eretz Yisrael. That's why he was like Ezra. We'll read one more case, then I'll do another interesting Margolos Hayam. Shuv Pamachas Hayim Yisuv Maliyah DeYavne. They were sitting in an attic in Yavne. V'nitna Leh in Baskol Meshemayim. And Baskol from Meshemayim came out and says, Yesh Kan Echad Shoroi Shetishar Lev Shechina Elo She'in Dor Zok Lekach V'Nuskam V'Einu B'Shmuel Katan. And it must have been Shmuel Katan. U'Kishemes, and when he died, Amr Olav, he said, Hey Chassid, Hey Anav. Look at this Chassid, look at this Anav. This is what this was his Hesped. Talmido Shel Hillel, he's a Talmud Shel Hillel. I don't think he was a Talmud Shel Hillel. Abhu Amar B'Shas Misasa, even Shmuel, when he died, Shmuel Katan died, he gave words of Nevuah. And he says, very, very scary, he said, Shimon, right, Shimon ben Gamliel, who's the Nasi, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, who's the Kohen Gadol, Lecharba, they're going to die by the sword. V'chavrohai Lekatala, and all their friends are going to die with all these other crazy Misas, Tasuri Harugay Malkus, I guess you're talking about. Ushar Amal Abiza, and the rest of the nation is going to be plundered. The Akon Sa'agin Asizel Mesia Alma, and there's going to be a lot of sorrows are going to come. And he was right. The Al Yehuda ben Bava Bikshu Lomar Kain. But Yehuda ben Bava, they also want to give this Hesped of High Chassid High Anav. Eloshin Itzarpa Shah, they didn't have time to do it. She'im Aspin al Haruge Malchus, because they couldn't give a Hesped because of the Haruge Malchus. Why can't you give a Hesped because of the Haruge Malchus? So the Yavar Marx gives three reasons. He says, number one, because you got to bury them right away, because the Haruge Malchus, sometimes the king is not going to let you bury them, because he wants everyone to see what was done. Number two, that the you're allowed to bury them, you're not allowed to give them kavod, because the king was not going to let you give them kavod. And number three, is you have to be choshish, then maybe the melech is going to say, okay, you guys are being maspid, the guy who I killed, I'll kill you. So they didn't have enough time, they wanted to bury him quickly, without a hesped. So the Gemara said that, Mishamesin Nebim Achorim, Chagasai Mechalei, Nistalka Ruach Kodesh Mi'Yisrael. So the Margolos Hayam brings down based on a Rashi in Yoma, he changes the Girshon Yom, and he says that the last Nevuah was 4 years into the kingdom of Daryavish. Quotes from Zechariah, Perek Zion, says, "Vahi b'shanas ha'arba l'Daryavish melech hayadvar Hashem Zechariah." That's the last Nevuah. So he goes through, tries to figure out when that was. He says the last Nevuah took place upon the death, the same time as the death of Alexander. He quotes a Ravid. Right, that Chagai and Zechariah Malachi, they died in the year 3,448 Libriyas Olam, which is right around the time that Alexander died. So, to do the math, we're in year now 5,770. So the last Nevuah took place 2,322 years ago. Then he goes, I just thought that was an interesting tidbit. And then he says the last Nevuah took place exactly 1,000 years after Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what it was. It was 1,000 years. You see, Mitzrayim, he says, was the year 2,448, based on the Seder Olam, I guess. And the last Nevuah was the year 3,448, which is 2,322 years ago. Then he goes on to explain, well, why does the Seder Olam say it happened in the time of Alexander? Not that Alexander had anything to do with it, but he tries to explain that you start counting different types of calendar counting, right? You start changing the shtaros based on how you count it. He said when there's a major event in the world, and that was the major event in the world, the death of Alexander the Great. Okay. Fine. They also tried to figure out who the Shmuel HaKatan is and who Rabbi Gamliel is. It seems apparently it doesn't work out with the generations. Shmuel HaKatan, I have to look into it how it works. He says Shmuel HaKatan was too early to be the generation of Bishmal and Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and Bishmal ben Elisha. So he does the calculations on that as well. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, back to Din of Ibor Hashana. Tana Rabbanan, Eim Abrenes Hashana Eli Im Kain Yirtze Nasi. The Nasi has to want there to be Ibor Hashana. Umaisiv Rabbi Gamliel. You have one case with Rabbi Gamliel. Shahalach Litol Rishus Esel Shulton Echab Shabesuria. He was a Nasi, but he had to go get permission from the governor in Syria, Vishal Lavo, and he delayed in coming back. What was he asking permission for? So Magal Shyam points out, simple. He gave taxes every year. Taxes were due at the beginning of the year. If you do Ibur Hashanah, you can have an extra year. That means the governor is delaying his tax collection for 1 month. So you gotta get permission. You gotta get permission to delay to get an extension. You know, you have to file a form to get an extension. So too there, you gotta get permission to get an extension on the taxes. So what happens? He delayed. But they wanted to do Ibur Hashanah now. So the Ibur Hashanah al Menashe Yirtzeh Rabbi Gamliel. They did a conditional Ibur Hashanah. We'll give the Abur Hashanah. On condition that when Rabbi Gamliel comes back, he'll approve. And if Rabbi Gamliel comes back and says, yeah, I want it, then it'll be Milberes Lumafreya. That's the halacha. Tana Rabbanan, another case, another halacha. We always think that, you know, the reason why you do Ibar Shana is to make sure that Pesach falls out in the spring. Gemara says there are like nine other reasons, six other reasons why. They seem to be, what? Well, the tax, we still have to pay it, it's a tax delay. But that's one of the reasons, maybe. Gemara brings a bunch of other reasons, and they seem to be these brises seem to be mutually exclusive of each other, and the brises seems to say that these non-Torah reasons are more strong. Whatever. Tana Rabbanan, Ein ma'abrinus Hashana el imkein haisu tzrichim le'drachim b'nei ha'gesharim. You only do Ibar Shana for the following reasons, that the roads and the bridges got damaged during the winter, and there's not enough time to fix them until Eil HaRegel. So you got delay, you know, you got to have, there's a construction delay, so you have to do the construction. Right? V'mipnei tanuri psachim, and also because of certain of the ovens, I guess, that got wet during the winter, and you don't have enough time for them to dry out in order to make the matzahs. So these are all practical reasons as to why you have to do Ibar Shana. But v'mipnei galuyos Yisrael shenekrum imkomon v'dayin lo higiyu. Also, what about all the people who lived in the Chutz La'aretz who were making Aliyah L'Regel? They were coming, and they got delayed. So they're getting, you see that they're getting delayed. We can do Ibar Shana to give them another month. But aval, but we're not ma'abra the Shana lo mipnei hashelik for snow, but lo mipnei tzina or the kor, because you just get a 4x4, you can drive in the snow, and the tzina you can put on a coat and they can come anyway. But lo mipnei galuyos Yisrael shelo akum koman. And what about, and also, if the people in the Gullus didn't start walking, you don't say, okay, we'll give them more time, now start. If they didn't start, then we're not going to be Abra Shana for them. So Tosfos points out, Tosfos in Dibur Maschil, Mipnei Kadrachim Raksharim, he goes, what about in a few minutes we're going to find the Brisa that we're familiar with, that you delay it because of, you want Pesach to fall at the right time, Shavuos to fall at the right time, Sukkot to fall at the right time. He says, V'hadu lo chashu gimel suman in the kaman, Mishum da al shnayim mehein ma'avirin, aval hani afilu echad mehani ma'avirin. Because the other ones that we're familiar with, you need two of the reasons. And here you only need one of the reasons. So if the bridges are down, that's reason enough. But if Pesach falls out on the wrong time, that's not reason enough. So I don't understand that the Doraisa reason is less, not as strong as these Derabanan reasons. Like, what's the chilek? And these Raisas make no mention of the other. So in the Masechta, he has a whole essay on this, about what's going on between these Braises. But we'll get to the other Braises soon also. So, fine. So Tana Rabbanan, here's another Braise that talks about the reasons why we do Ibar Shana. Tana Rabbanan, Ein Ma'abrin Es Hashana, we do not do Ibar Shana, Lo Mipnei HaGedoyim, V'lo Mipnei HaTelayim, V'lo Mipnei HaGozolo Shalo Pirchu. Basically, it means, we're not Ma'abrin Es Hashana to get an extra month so that the sheep can grow more and be bigger. Because the Korban Pesach, you can have a smaller sheep. What's the big deal? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Gedim utloyim, shehein dakin. They're very thin. Eima abrin alein kadei sheyidilu biyasum hem psachim shere yochel lahakir katanim. There's no iser to have no problem with having small sheep. So you have small sheep, you have more chaburos. Everyone has to get another one. And also because of the gozlos. What are the gozlos? The gozlos are the birds. Basically, what happened was, a lot of people had to bring, all the people who gave birth, you know, they had to bring these korbanos with the Cain Sipor. It was a pain to go all the time when you had it, so everyone held back their korbanos till Eil HaRegel, and then they did everything at once. They did it all at once. So Rashi says, Gozolos, Shetzrichon Lekine Yolodos, Shebechol Eretz Yisrael, Bechein Zavim Vezavos, you need all the Zavim and the Zavos also, they were the ones who had to bring these, Shekulon Nashin Kineim, and Olos and HaRegel. They all would they would all bring it at one time. So what you need certain age birds. So if the birds aren't old enough, so let's say do Ibar Shana, so the birds will become the right age, and then you can bring them. So Rashi, the Gemara says, no, you don't do that because you can also bring turtle doves as the korbanos, and those can be brought even if they're younger. So there's no reason to delay the year because of this. Aval osin osin sa'ad l'shana. However, these reasons can be a help for other reasons. You can combine this reason with a few other reasons to create Ibar Shana. What does that mean? Kate said, Rabbi Yani Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Mehodin Anach L'chulim. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, he said to his shliach to go out to the diaspora, Mehodin Anach L'chulim. We tell you, Digos Laya Rakikin. The birds are small. The Imra Daktim and the Tloyim are very thin. And in addition to that, v'zimna da'aviv lo mata. However, the spring didn't come yet, meaning it's the tvua. Rashi says the tvua hasn't ripened, right? Who echad min ha'simonim shem'avin alein kivul kaman. Right, the spring didn't come yet, so the fruit didn't ripen. right? So I was add on into, onto the year 30 days. Meaning I was ma'abar the shana. So you see from here that even though you're not ma'abar the shana because of the tlayim or the gozalim by themselves, nevertheless you can be mitzarif it with something else, and with that other thing, then you create, you can, that's enough to make it ibor shana. Okay, so that Gemara asks, Meisvei, they ask the following question. Kama Ibar Shana, how much is Ibar Shana? Is it Shloshim Yom? Is it 30 days? So one says it's some, Kama says it's 30 days. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Omer Chodesh, it's Chodesh, which is translated as 29 days. So Omer HaPapa, Ratzu Chodesh, Ratzu Shloshim Yom. They can decide what they want. They want to do it 30 days, and do it for 30 days, 29 days, 29 days. It doesn't make a difference. Okay, now, big question that they all ask is, what's the story that took place with Shimon ben Gamliel, right? It's Rav Shimon Gamliel, who was the father of Rebbe, right? He's Rebbe's father. Rebbe was the one who did the Mishnah. Rebbe redacted the Mishnah when? Like about year 200 or so?
Yeah, 240.
So his father, let's assume his father had, when was his father? Year 180? So about 100 years after the Churban Beis Hamikdash. So what is he going on telling the people in the diaspora? I know that the sheep are thin. Who's being mocked of a korban now? It's after korban bias. So there are a few answers that brought down. So one answer that Margolisian brings down, they just kept the same lashon that they always did. So the others say no, it was Tzipisli Yoshua. You should know. Maybe the Beis Hamikdash will be built tomorrow and next day. Because they had that, but that kind of got rid of by the rebellion of Bar Kokhba. They thought he was Mishra. So Margolisian brings down, also the Yaibitz brings down, that no, he's arriving from here, that even after Korban Abayis, even after Korban Abayis, you can mark the Korban Pesach. That Mechlogos, whether it would be a... What? Right, so that's a question about the kingdom also. So maybe you could bring them even Korban Yochid. And the Yaibitz brings down, he says, because every time you have a discussion in the poskim as to whether or not you can bring Makar Korban Sazvan Azeh, no one says, or most don't say, that, oh no, you're not allowed to bring Korban Sazvan Azeh. They say, oh, we don't know where the Mizbeach is, we don't have this. They're always giving these side reasons. Why are they giving side reasons? He says, because the Rambam says, Kitchesh Shnia, Kitchesh Shaita, but Kitchesh Lasu Velabo. So if you have the Mizbeach there, you know where it is, maybe you can be Makar Korban Sazvan Azeh. I don't know, there are other reasons there. Yeah, this is where it comes from. You can do it today, but we have other issues with it. Wal Tame, let's say Tum Hoshu Betzibur, but has it answer for the kinim? Doesn't answer for the kinim.
Why wouldn't you still keep the same time? I mean, it was a practical reason for Kabbalas. Why wouldn't we still keep the same schedule?
But why is that? Why does that become the reason that you're being Ma'abir Shana? That's no. There's no. It's all thin. So therefore, I know that the animals are. Who cares that the animals are thin? Who's being Ma'akav Karban? No, because maybe we are being Ma'akav Karban. But you have other reasons, Bizman is there. Okay. So now the Gemara says, Tochazi Bore, come and see, Ma'ika bein takipa kidmoi in Vasani Basrai. Come see the difference between the two different Hanhagas, but the Hanhaga of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel and the anivus of somebody else who lived before him, the Sanya. We have the following brisa. Ma'aser Gamliel. This is Rabban Gamliel. Oh, I guess he's older than Rabbi Shimon. Shayoshiv agav ma'ila b'harabayis. He was sitting on the steps of the harabayis. I guess the destroyed harabayis, right? The haya Yochanan sofer halaz om lefana. Then Yochanan, the scribe, was sitting by him. The shalov igaros chatuchos lefana munachas. And he had three scrolls ready to send out messages. So Amalor, Rabban Gamliel says to Yochanan sofer, Tol igur tachado, take one scroll, uksov, and write in that scroll, la'achana b'nei gilola ila, u'l'achana b'nei gilola tata, to the residents of the upper Galilee and the residents of the lower Galilee, right? Shlomchum yaske, shalom aleichem, right? Mohodin anachim l'chon v'zin b'ur mata. We're telling you now that the Zman Bior is coming. What's the Zman Bior? Rashi points out, and shna shlishis o shishis l'shmita, the third or sixth year of Shemitah, kol mi shishim asrosov shoshana rishona u'shni l'chai l'bar na'achshav. If you're not mafresh your truma maisers, you have to burn everything now. So shas biur. So he wants to tell them, you should know that the shas biur is coming. Be mafresh. You don't have to destroy it. That's right. So biur mata lafushi maisro mi ma'atna dezesos. To be mafresh all the maisers that you didn't dilute from all your olives. I guess they grew a lot of olives, so he's worried about their olives. And then he writes in the second scroll. Kol igrut achado, take another scroll, uksov, and write in there, lachana b'nei Roma, and write to our people, to our friends who live in the south, shlochum yaske, you should have a lot of peace, mohidin anachlan lachon de zman bi'ur mato, you should know that the zman bi'ur is coming, ma'afrushim me'asua me'umre shibalio, you should be mafrish to maestros from your bundles, from your wheat bundles. And he says, tol igrut achado, take another scroll, uksov, and write in it, Lachan b'nei galvasa b'vavel to our brethren in the diaspora, ulachan b'madai, and also those who were in Bavel and those who were in Madai, ulashar kol galvasa d'Israel, and everyone else was spread out. You can see from there that Jews weren't only in Bavel at the time. There were other places, Italy, who knows, right? Shalom chon yaski l'ama, you should have a lot of shalom. Mahodin anachna l'chon, I mode it to you. The goes liar akikin, that the goes the birds are thin. The imras of the akin and the sheep are very thin. And on top of that, zimna daviv lomata, the spring hasn't come yet. Ushfara milsub anpe chavrai, and me and my friends decided to add on a year. Vosef al shata dan yom plus, and we added 30 days. What's the whole point? Here he says, my friends and I. And by the previous story, Rosh Hashanah meal, he just says, I did it. So what's the one's on the one added to everybody else? So Gemara answers, Dilma Basa di Ibruhu. Why, in this case, does Rabbi Gamliel say that he and his friends? It must be after the whole story that he had with Rabbi Yeshua, Tosas points out, with Rabbi Yeshua. They took him away from being the king, from being the Nasi, and then they brought him back up. He shared it three weeks, 1 week with Rav Ben Azariah. So therefore, maybe he was a little more mellow now, and that's why that's the whole Gemara's coming thesis here. Okay? So, there's a Gra. I heard that there's a Gra that points out that the Parsha of the Haftorah for Shabbos HaGadol was used in order to let people know that Erev Pesach is coming and Shnas Bir, and the Bir, the Zman Bir is coming. So he says, if you have Erev Pesach, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, what Haftorah do you use? So the Gra says, you read that Haftorah the week before, because you can't do the Bir on Shabbos. It's Erev Pesach. So the whole point is to remind you that you have to, Shas Bir is coming, when can you do anything? It's only the week before, so you read that Haftorah the week before. I don't think that's the way we pass it. We pass it in Shabbos HaGadol, no matter what. We read the Arva. That's the Haftorah. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Here's the other Brisa. Another Brisa with three reasons to why you're Ma'abed Hashana. Doesn't mention any of the other reasons that we've mentioned till now. Tana Rabbanan. Ashlosha Dvarim Ma'abed Hashana. For three reasons, basically, Ma'abed Hashana. Number one, Ala Aviv. Meaning, the spring didn't come yet, so the Tfua hasn't completed. It's not good yet. So they want people to have the wheat to ripen. Right? Val Peirus HaElon. Also, the Peirus HaElon aren't ripened, and they want the Peirus HaElon to be ripened by Shavuos. Because if they're... You're supposed to bring the Bikurim. And if they don't bring the Bikurim on the Regel, right, then they'll have to bring the Bikurim at a different time. It's a Bikir to go up to Yerushalayim again. They want the Bikurim to be ripened by Shavuos. They can do it. Whenever they could tell, they could tell. They knew. They were the Dayanim, they knew. Right? The Al HaTkufa. And also, this is the one we all know, the Tkufa. The solar year and the lunar year isn't matching up. So we want to fix that. So then Bryce says, Shnaya Mehem Abrin. You need two out of these three reasons. Val Echa Mehem Ema Abrin. That's why you have these deliberations. But if there's only one of these reasons, you can't be Ma'abir. So for these Dereisa reasons, you need two. But for the other Rabbanim reasons, you only need one. I don't know. If one of the reasons is because the spring hasn't come in, the wheat hasn't ripened, hakol smeichen, everybody's happy because now no one's going to want to use this fruit. These tfua. This tfua is also to be used because you didn't bring the korban omer. It's all chodesh. You have to bring the korban omer. If you bring the korban omer, now they're going to be using unripened wheat. They'd rather wait another month to get a better wheat. So they're all happy about it. Now, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Alat Kufa. He just says the words Alat Kufa. What does it mean, Alat Kufa? Yibayilu, what does that mean? Alat Kufa Smechin? Are they also happy because of when you delay because of the Tkufa? Oh, Alat Kufa Ma'abrin. Or is Tkufa, does he argue that says the Tkufa, which is what we think, that if the solar year and the lunar year don't match up, that's reason enough alone to do Iver Shana? So Teku. He says, we don't know what Rishim Lima was talking about. I think the Rambam passes that Tkufa by itself is enough to do Ivor Hashanah. Tana Rabbanan. Al Shalosh Aratzos Ma'abrinas Hashanah. We have to look, that's why you need these deliberations. There are these three reasons, and you have to take these three reasons and put them into three regions. and figure out if these three reasons exist in these three regions. Right? But I don't know. We'll get to read the Gemara. So, Torah Rabbanan, Asholos HaRatzos Ma'abernes Hashanah, Yehuda, right? Judea, the Eber HaYarden, the HaGolil. Right? Eber HaYarden and Golil. So, Ashtayim Mehen Ma'abern, if two of the reasons exist in two of the regions, then you're Ma'arber. Al-Achas Mehen Ein Ma'abern. If two of the reasons only exist in one of the regions, you don't do Eber Hashanah. Okay? So, the Machlokas says, what happens if there two different reasons exist in two different places? This Machlokas is Machlokas about the... Blachman says Machlokas. So, Ubizman She Yehuda Achas Mehen. When Yehuda is one of the reasons why that, let's say that Yehuda is the place where the Tvua didn't grow yet, and they're going to use the region of Yehuda as the reason to be Aber Shana, Hakol Semeichan, everyone's happy, She'ein Omer Bo Elam Yehuda, because the Korban Omer only comes from Yehuda. What does that mean? What does Rashi say? Rashi towards the bottom of the Amud. The fish ain't Omer Balios mitzvah min amuchor elam Yehuda. It's supposed to come from Yehuda. Hilchach im bisho be Yehuda be ibru be shviol hashdayim kishemigias mana Omer kvar yavshu tzvul shbe Yehuda va anurachu mole bo inon. The tzorach laviu mishar rotzos. I guess. If they didn't do ibur, meaning that means if they didn't do it because of Yehuda, so then that meant that the tzvul in Yehuda was right. And now they do Ibur, and now you wait, so the tour that you're going to bring is not going to be the best tour because the tour, it's now 1 month past its good period. They'd rather it be the tour not good from the tour in Yehuda be unripe and wait, do Ibur Shana because of the tour in Yehuda, because if the tour of Yehuda is ripe, but the other two it's not ripe, you do Ibur Shana, and then you're going to bring bad tour a month later from Yehuda. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, another brisa about Ibur Shana. The actual deliberations and the psak of Ibur Shana has to take place in Yehuda. Rashi says, it's talking about that it has to be in the Beis Din HaGadol in Yerushalayim. In the Yad Ramah asks, then it should say, Eim Avram Ela B'Yerushalayim. What does it say in Yehuda? So he says, according to Yad Ramah, no, any place in Yehuda you could do it. Any place in Yehuda. Which makes sense because right they went to Yavne, which I think was still under. Well, maybe I don't know where Yavne is. It's on the coast more. I don't know. What? So I don't know.
They couldn't be on the Yemen side of the basement.
They couldn't be on
the Yemen side of the
basement. Well, okay. Well, yeah, they said that the list. That's isn't that where it cut through. So Tana Rabbanan, Eim Rami Shoshana, Ela be Yehuda. The Im Ibru be Galil, but nevertheless, be the Yebed, if you did it in Galil, if you did it in Sipori, where the Sanhedrin went also, right? Meuberes, be the Yebed, it's Meuberes. Hey, Chananya Ish Ono testified, Im Ibra Begol Einu Muberes. Doesn't count at all. There's no Ibra Shana. So they must have, the calendar must have been, right? We have 7 leap years every 19 years. That works. 7 leap years every 19 years. Maybe because the calendar was set in Yehuda, so we don't have a problem with that. So Amr Rabbi Yehuda, so he says Einu Muberes. Amr Rabbi Yehuda Breyer Shuma Ben Pazi, my time of the Chananya Ish Ono. What's the reason for Chananya Ish Ono? It's funny. They only ask what's the reason for Chananya. They don't, that it's not good in Gol. They don't ask the reason in Yehuda. You don't find anywhere, whatever. So my time of the Chananya Ish Ono, because Amar Kra, the pasuk says, "L'shichnot hidrishu uvasa shana." What's the drasha of that pasuk? Kol drishish atadorish. Any drish that you're going to do, which means any gathering for Ibur Shana, I guess. Lo yu ela b'shichno shel makom. Only can be in the place of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is I guess you makom mikdash Yerushalayim seems to fit into Rashi's parish, not the Yad Ramah. But it doesn't bring a pasuk as to why other people say it's good if you do it in Galil. Okay, let's go a little further. Tana Rabbanan, ein ma'abnes hashana ela b'yom. You only do Ibur Shana during the day. The deliberations have to be done during the day. Then Ibru b'layla ein meuberes. But the Yebed, if you do it at night, it doesn't work. You got to do it during the day. And also the aim of kachin shachorish el biyom. Kiddush shachorish has to take place during the day as well. The im kitchu b'layla ain makudosh. If you did kiddush shachorish by night, there's no kiddush shachorish. It's not Rosh Chodesh yet till the night. Till you have to do it again in the morning. Amar Rabbi Abba Mikra. What's the pasuk that teaches us this? Pasuk says tikul b'chodesh shofar l'kesel yom chagin. Right, blow a shofar on the month of kesel, which means hidden. Ezuchar shachorish mikasev. We had this drush also in Bar and Beitza. Which holiday is the only holiday where the chodesh, I mean the moon, is covered? All the Yom Tovim are in Yudalit or Zion. You see the moon. The only time you don't see the moon is Rosh Hashanah, because it's Rosh Chodesh also, right? Ezechak Shachodesh Mikasa Bo Havi Omer is Rosh Hashanah. That's Rosh Hashanah. And then, Uksiv, Ki Chok Yisrael Hu Mishpat L'Elohei Yaakov. The Chok that Bnei Yisrael do in that Chag. What's the Chok during that Chag? It's Rosh Chodesh. And that is compared to Mishpat. Ma Mishpat Bayom, Ap Kiddush HaChodesh Bayom. So to Kiddush HaChodesh has to be during the day. Okay? We'll stop here. Have a good day.